Good morning, everyone. Welcome on a beautiful summer Sunday morning. And welcome to any visitors. And a number of our members are away as visitors elsewhere, of course. And you're all welcome for a cup of tea or coffee at the end of the service in the small hall. I'm just being informed today that if you like a bigger version of the intimations on your way in every Sunday from now on, we'll have a large print version. So thanks to Harry and Rebecca for providing that. You have the intimations, I won't go through them all, but I would just invite you, if you'd like to come this afternoon to Arranview Care Home for a special service. On Tuesday, there's the funeral of Jean Harwood at 10:30 in the morning here. And next Sunday, it's Andrew Taylor. Andrew will be doing the services for the next three Sundays. He'll also be doing pastoral cover from tomorrow for the next 3 weeks. So it's nice to have Andrew as our regular other minister. And Andrew's marking his 60th anniversary of ordination this year. So next Sunday when he's here, we're going to give him a card, and I hope you've all signed it, and we're going to give him a gift. It's also his wife May's birthday on Tuesday. Scottish Water apologises for any inconvenience at the car park. They're replacing sewage pipes in Ailsa Road and Ivanhoe Drive, and they're using our car park for their huts and for their equipment. So we're sorry for any inconvenience, and it will be for the next 5 weeks. These are all the intimations. So let us praise God, the artistic creator, who has made a masterpiece of creation. Let's worship him by singing hymn 145, O Lord of Heaven and Earth and Sea. 145. Shall we show? Count your blessings, name them one by one, and it will surprise you what the Lord has done. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting Heavenly Father, we praise and thank you for all our many blessings. We thank you for the gift of today. We thank you for the summertime. We thank you for holidays, for holiday makers with us. We give you thanks for recreation and recreation, for the sunshine and the sea and the sand and the sunbathing, for sunny salt coats by the sea. We thank you for the sun rising this morning, for the dawn of a new day, a new week, the start of the rest of our lives. We praise and thank you for creating our beautiful planet and for looking after it and for giving us a life on it, along with all things bright and beautiful, all creatures great and small, all things wise and wonderful, for you made them all. We rejoice when we look around and see all the plants and flowers and trees in full bloom. So many varieties, wonderful shapes, colors, fragrances. Gardens so full and got lush greenery and all kinds of flowers. Little mini gardens of Eden. We feel the joy and the excitement of crowds on the beach, soaking in the sun, savoring homemade ice cream, sniffing other people's fish suppers, walking dogs, windsurfing, playing on the swings, enjoying family quality time. We thank you for the freedom and the opportunity to meet together, to worship, and to thank you for these many blessings. Merciful and gracious God, we also confess that we can sometimes take it all for granted, and we forget to come back and say thank you. We also confess to not thanking you enough and for lacking the eyes to see the beauty that's all around and lacking the eyes to see the funny side of things or lacking the eyes to see life from your perspective. We thank you for your love, your grace and your mercy. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be washed whiter than snow. As holidays revive and refresh and reinvigorate us, so you resurrect our flagging spirits, and you revive us, and you create us and recreate us. So now we come to you for spiritual recharging of our batteries, for your forgiveness of our sins, for a fresh new start. Help us to enjoy this quality time with you and one another. And please help us to go back into daily life, more dedicated to you than ever before. So hear us now as we pray together, saying, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Well, it's nice to have Dato and Laura with us, but otherwise we don't have the Sunday school. And I just thought we might do something different today. Let's break the sermon up into four parts. Since it's the holiday time, it's summertime, let's do a lighter sort of sermon as well. Let's think about colour. Let's think in particular about the four primary colours, red, yellow, blue and green. I'm not going to get you to sit in four groups, the red group, the blue group and all that. But just think way back in the beginning, God creating. See him as the master craftsman, as the master artist. Can you see him with his palette of colours and just in his imagination splashing it all around? Let's have that for that. blue skies, green grass, and so on. We've got cold blue, calm green, mellow yellow, fiery red, so many colours. Out of the darkness of space, God places into orbit a fiery sun, fireball. And God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And the sun shone brightly. "That's good," said God, and he was encouraged to try more tricks. On earth, we enjoy the red sunrise and the red sunset. The red sky at night is a shepherd's delight. We enjoyed in former times sitting around a coal fire, watching the red flames burning. So did the dog and the cat. The coal fire flames were soothing and comforting. We could snuggle up together and know that God is near us and with us. I want to read to you from Genesis chapter 13, verse 17. The presence of God was conveyed in a pillar of fire. When the king of Egypt let the people go, God did not take them by the road that goes up the coast to Philistia, although it was the shortest way. God thought, "I do not want the people to change their minds and return to Egypt when they see that they're going to have to fight." Instead, he led them in a roundabout way through the desert towards the Red Sea. The Israelites were armed for battle. And verse 20, the Israelites left Succoth and camped at Etham on the edge of the desert. During the day, the Lord went in front of them in a pillar of cloud to show them the way. And during the night, he went in front of them in a pillar of fire to give them light, so that they could travel night and day. The pillar of cloud was always in front of the people during the day, and the pillar of fire at night. God's presence is symbolized throughout the Bible in cloud and in fire. You remember Elijah at Mount Carmel, and he's challenging the prophets of Baal, and there's two sacrifices, and they have to pray to their God to set fire to the sacrifice. And then the prophets of Baal pray and nothing happens. Elijah prays and fire comes down from heaven. And the sacrifice is set alight. And the people know that God is truly God. Remember at the end of his life, Elijah was caught up in a whirlwind in a chariot of fire up to heaven. When we think of the color red, it conjures up fire, but it also conjures up blood, wine, sunrise and sunset, poppies. Red is the color of anger. When we're angry, we see red. It's the color of shame and embarrassment. When we are shamed and are embarrassed, we've got a red face. Red is the color of passion. It's like a red rag to a bull, we say. Passion in the sex sense. Passion in the sense of strong feeling sense. Red can be warm, but red can be fierce. The reddest red ever is arguably the blood of Jesus on the cross. And it's all distilled into our communion wine. God is passionate against sin and passionately for sinners. God's Spirit at Pentecost came in tongues of fire, and he put a fire into our bellies. Let's sing a hymn that speaks about he burns with holy fire. In the second verse it says that. It's Mission Praise number 50. Be still for the presence of the Lord. Thank you. Yellow puts us in mind of the sun shining in the sky. Summer suns are glowing. Yellow puts us in mind of the sand on the beach, or the glistening light on the water's edge as you look across the sea, or the light-coloured rocks, or the fields of grain, especially at harvest time. Think of autumn leaves, the yellows, the golds, and the browns. It's actually the colour of withering leaves. It just shows you that death does not have to be ugly. Think of the sparkle of a diamond, or any jewels, or golden rings and golden crowns. They say that in heaven the streets are paved with gold. Negatively, yellow would be the colour of jaundice or cowardice. We think of Pontius Pilate being a coward, really, not standing up to the peer pressure of the crowd chanting crucify. But positively, yellow is the colour of the sunshine. It's the colour of light and bright. It's the colour of happy smiles. It's the colour of harvest. Yellow is the colour, I think, of God's grace, of his lavish generosity, his smiling upon us. Let's read Ephesians chapter 2 about God's grace. It's in verse 9. For it is by God's grace that you have been saved through faith. It's not the result of your own efforts, but God's gift, so that no one can boast about it. God has made us what we are, and in our union with Christ Jesus, he has created us for a life of good deeds, which he has already prepared for us to do. In chapter 5, at verse 1, since you are God's dear children, you must try to be like him. Your life must be controlled by love, just as Christ loved us and gave his life for us as a sweet-smelling offering and a sacrifice that pleases God. Let's sing hymn 664 in Mission Praise, The Spirit Lives to Set Us Free. 664.
Yeah.
Let's think about blue. When you think blue, we think about perhaps the TV series, The Blue Planet, with David Attenborough. Most of our world is blue. All the oceans, the sky. We think of the summer blue sky, but there are different shades within blue, different shades within all the shades, different colours. As you go into the sea can be greenish as well as bluish. You go deeper in the sea, it goes darker. We have blue whales in the sea. When we fly into the sky, we fly into the blue yonder. But if you fly high enough, it gets blacker and then it becomes space. Elvis Presley doesn't like anybody treading on his blue suede shoes. And we can all suffer from the blues. It's a very blue Christmas without a loved one. We can all get comfort from blues music. When we feel melancholic, melancholic music's the thing for us. We can get blue with cold. Here's a Bible reading which takes us to the blue sea and brings us from moody blue depression to the heights of summer blue skies after the storm has passed. It's Psalm 107 at verse 23. Some sailed over the ocean in ships, earning their living on the seas. They saw what the Lord can do, his wonderful acts on the waves. He commanded, and a mighty wind began to blow and stirred up the waves. The ships were lifted high in the air and plunged down into the depths. In such danger, the men lost their courage. They stumbled and staggered like drunken men. All their skill was useless. Then, in their trouble, they called to the Lord, and he saved them from all their distress. He calmed the raging storm. The waves became quiet. They were glad because of the calm, and he brought them safe to the port that they wanted. They must thank the Lord for his constant love, for the wonderful things he did for them. Now let's sing together hymn 151 in the Red Book, God who made the earth, the air, the sky, the sea.
Thank you.
And the last of the primary colours is green. When we think green, we think green grass. The grass is always greener on the other side, of course. Tom Jones is not the only one who longs for the green, green grass of home. How green is your valley? We have protected green field sites. We have green trees and bushes and plants and leaves as well as grass. We have green meadows, green forests. Green is the colour of ecology. There's the Green Peace protest movement. There's the Green Party, not only in this country, but in many countries. And our mothers are always nagging us to eat our greens. Why are all the vitamins in spinach and never in ice cream? We prefer ice creams to green beans. But positively, green is lush, fertile, verdant, peaceful pastures. Psalm 23, the good shepherd leads us in pastures green. When I was in Israel, I went to the Dead Sea. It's well named because it is dead. No fish in the Dead Sea. And the area around it is desert. It's the lowest part of earth. Yet even in that desolate place, the Israeli government has managed to make the desert bloom. There were whole swathes of palm trees, forests of them, artificially put where they wouldn't normally grow. It's a lovely picture to see the desert blooming. And in that is a parable of life. When we have desert times, wilderness times, when everything's barren and nothing works, it's lovely to come across an oasis. God can not only make the desert literally bloom, he can revive us and restore us and renew us and resuscitate us and resurrect us, put new life into dry bones. We can have new life. There's a passage in Isaiah chapter 35 that speaks about the literal desert blooming and the metaphor there of our lives being transformed. It's called the Road to Holiness. Isaiah 35. The desert will rejoice, and flowers will bloom in the wilderness. The desert will sing and shout for joy. It will be as beautiful as the Lebanon mountains and as fertile as the fields of Carmel and Sharon. Everyone will see the Lord's splendor, see his greatness and power, give strength to hands that are tired and to knees that tremble with weakness. Tell everyone who's discouraged, be strong, don't be afraid. God is coming to your rescue, coming to punish your enemies. The blind will be able to see, the deaf will hear, the lame will leap and dance, and those who cannot speak will shout for joy. Streams of water will flow through the desert. The burning sand will become a lake, and dry land will be filled with springs where jackals used to live. Marsh grass and reeds will now grow. There will be a highway there called the Road of Holiness. So thinking about these four colours, Old Testament Israel had black days in Egypt in slavery until they crossed the Red Sea and they wandered about in the yellow desert wilderness. And after 40 years, they entered the green and pleasant promised land. After the flood of Noah's time, God put a rainbow in the sky with many colors as a sign of his love and his providence and his grace. We are a rainbow people. Red and yellow, black and white, all are precious in his sight. There is no black in a rainbow. But when you mix all the colours, what do you end up with? White. White is pure, holy, angels, pristine snow. The Christian flag, which you'll find in every American church, is like this. The blue represents our blue planet with the sky and the sea. By the blood of Christ on the cross, we are washed whiter than snow. I don't want to labour the point on the colours. It's more a sensual sermon, a feeling sermon. And the hope is that as you go out this morning and you look around in the summer sun, be dazzled by all the colour. Count your blessings. See the layers of meanings in all these colours and what they represent. And see behind it the artistic creator God who has given us the eyes to see. Let's celebrate all the blessings that God gives us that comes from having Him Himself. Now the offering for the work of the Lord will be received. Isn't it nice to see a husband and wife taking the offering together? Let us pray. Loving Lord God, we do thank you for every blessing. And in response, we offer you our time, talents, money, and our whole lives. Work in us, work through us, that like all good artists, we might open other people's eyes to be able to see the wonders all around. Amen. Let's sing hymn 367, For the Beauty of the Earth. 367.
Love you. our sacrifice.
Let us pray. O God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, we praise and thank you for being such a wonderful artist, for creating this world of ours, this beautiful Garden of Eden, this blue planet, so full of all kinds of colors, the red sky at night, the dazzling golden sun rays at sunrise, the light blue cloudless summer skies, the deep blue oceans, the green grass and lush vegetation, the evergreen trees, white ice packs and snow-covered mountains, golden sand, multicolored coral reefs, all the colors of the rainbow. We thank you for populating your world with all types of people. Red and yellow, black and white, all are precious in your sight. We thank you for fiery redhead people, for naively green people, for the people feeling blue, for happy, smiley, radiantly yellow people, for everyone and for all their varying shades. And we thank you for putting us all together as your rainbow family. And hear us as we pray in particular today for those who are ill. We pray for Robert Howie and Sylvia Bell, Peggy Gilfillan and Harry Duff. We also pray for Agnes Lowe, for Ruth Cowan, Margaret Curlett, Molly Aitchison and Betty McFall. We pray for those who are grieving the loss of a loved one. We pray especially for the family and friends of Jean Harwood, whose funeral is here on Tuesday at 10:30. On a happier note, we rejoice with the Reverend Andrew Taylor and his wife May on his 60th anniversary of ordination. We celebrate with Harry and Kathleen McElreevy their 52 years of marriage. And we pray for the wider world. We pray for the situation in Hong Kong. We pray for the people in Syria, especially in Idlib. We pray for the people in Yemen and for the people in Libya, where a warlord is trying to take over the country, using human beings as shields and committing war crimes. We think that 300 migrants have drowned in the Mediterranean trying to escape Libya, just in this half of the year. We think of all the migrants on the move in Central America towards America. They're fleeing from gangs and murders and drugs and a desperate life back home. We pray for our own country, choosing our next prime minister, split over Brexit, with drugs and gangs and knife crime too, and an obesity problem. Obesity is causing more cancers than smoking. And we pray for the world with global warming. We think of the heat in Europe, or the two strong earthquakes this week in California. And Lord, we pray for your church. As a presbytery, we pray for Largs Clark Memorial and the Reverend David Watson. But we also pray for our own congregation and for your people everywhere. Let us be the prism through which you reflect your light and love, your laughter, and all the blessings that come from having you. Amen.
Amen.
Let's sing hymn 154, All Things Bright and Beautiful. 154. May the road rise before you. May the wind be always at your back. May the sun shine warm upon your face. And may the rains fall gently on your fields. And may God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit hold you in the hollow of his hand until we meet again.
Para pipa, pum.